Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Patricia A. Mullanix, Mullanix. Address is 6379 County Road 16, number 39, Orland, California 95963. Phone 530-865-4561. ID is XXXXX0817. Date of birth is 10/21/1936. Retired woman, care provider for her quadriplegic son. Her insurance is Medicare. It is addressed to John McDermott, MCDERMOTT, FNP/PA-C, First Care Medical Associates Incorporated. 750 East Walker Street, Suite A, Orland, California, 95963 530 865 4400 530 865 7285, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication is requested neurological evaluation with history of dysomnia and severe daytime somnolence and fatigue. Dear John McDermott and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Patricia Mullanix for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, this 86-year-old mother provides supportive care for her quadriplegic son. New paragraph. She was recently discharged from Enloe Hospital after 4 days of admission and subsequently referral to rehab after she left against medical advice due to this the uncomfortable facilities by her report. New paragraph. She presented with a history of finding her down at home, having suffered a fall with a scalp contusion. Subparagraph, imaging demonstrated a small left subdural hematoma, which was followed by neurosurgery and required no intervention. Subparagraph, she has had a continuous ongoing mild headache since that time, as well as significant dysomnia, reporting that she is unable to sleep, and significant daytime somnolence and fatigue. New paragraph, she has a history of major depressive disorder, at least she's vertically vitamin D deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency anemia, tubulo interstitial nephritis, intervertebral discogenic disease with myelopathy in the lumbar region, previous history of TIA and cerebral infarction without residual deficits, possible neuromuscular disorder, cervicalgia, single thyroid nodule, multinodular goiter, thyrotoxicosis, cervical discogenic disease with radiculopathy, breast lump, hypertension, GERD, diaphragmatic hernia, De Quervain syndrome, history of bilateral ataxic gait, chronic kidney disease, unspecified anxiety disorder, vaginal inflammatory disorder, chest pain and dyspnea, dizziness and giddiness, left shoulder pain, bilateral hearing loss, amnesia, unspecified sleep apnea, current medications include, this is vertically, amlodipine 5 milligrams, albuterol inhalation aerosol, Trilogy Ellipta. Fluoxetine 20 milligrams. Current concerns list these vertically sleep apnea, memory loss, recent subdural hematoma. She was referred for home sleep testing. New paragraph. Today I reviewed Patricia's clinical history and noted that she is ambulatory without obvious ataxia. Her neurological examination otherwise appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of traumatic closed head injury with post-concussive symptoms. Recent findings of small subdural left hematoma without obvious progression. History of dysomnia, probable sleep apnea, daytime somnolence and fatigue. Recommendations. I am referring her to North State Pulmonary Associates for initial pulmonary evaluation with her clinical history, anticipating referral for home sleep testing or in-lab studies as necessary. New paragraph. With her history of daytime spells following her head injury, we'll obtain a diagnostic electroencephalogram. Next paragraph. We will obtain her medical records from Enloe Hospital and the imaging reports for review, considering further referral for follow-up MR scanning. New paragraph, I'm giving her the quality of life questionnaires for cognitive evaluation and the sleep disorder questionnaires for her dysomnia. She will complete these and return as we review the results of her diagnostic testing and findings. New paragraph. Further evaluation will be considered when she returns, and so I respectfully with my professional signature.